Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Joe Sines.
Mr. Sines, who's going to be Mr. Sines today? Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing at this time, so just hold on, sir.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Sines?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Joe Sines is 097180.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. I see that you signed a form on April 16th that notified you that this hearing would be held today. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights. One of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I just do represent myself.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. There are three board members today conducting your hearing. We have the Honorable David Neal. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chairman. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting your hearing. We also have in the room with us Mr. Westby, who is a community corrections officer with Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Okay.
So Mr. Sines and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Sines, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and in phase two, we determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Sines, I'm going to read each of these two allegations to you, and when I finish each one, I need you to respond whether it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll take testimony from Mr. Westby, and the board will make a determination at that point. So we'll start phase one, serve your hearing, and the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about July 19, 2017. Per the task lab report dated July 20th, 2017. Mr. Sines, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. That's allegation number one. Here's allegation number two, that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Alongside Ministries, located at 2601 West Belmont in Phoenix, on or about August 6, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Sines, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Sines' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Neal. So, Mr. Sines, we can move to phase two of your hearing now and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we start that, we're going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, and we'll be back with you in just a moment once we get this information.
Okay,
so hold on. Mr. Westby?
On August 8, 2016, Mr. Sines was released from DOC. He was arrested March 27, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 27, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of November 27, 2018, which reflects 233 abscondes. Current conviction, 2008, narcotic drug violation, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1993, burglary, second degree, 4 years. 1991, aggravated assault, 5 years. 1993, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. 1997, burglary, third degree, 1.5 years. 1999, dangerous drug violation, 6 years. And 2000, dangerous drug, there were two counts on a dangerous drug violation. They were both for 2 years or 6 years. But this is the first term of DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Hayden Park Hispanics criminal street gang. Part-term supervision, 1998, TIS absconder, 3 months, 17 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2005, TIS absconder, 39 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disorder violations are significant with drugs, violence, weapons, and threatening staff noted. Other arrests, there's no enlisting. His community risk score is a G5B6.
Thank you. Mr. Westby, can I just ask the... there was a TIS abscond in 05, was it?
That was correct. 2005, he absconded for 39 days and was revoked by the BOEC.
Okay, 39 days. Okay. Got it. I was writing as fast as I could. All right, back to you, Mr. Sines. It looks like you were approved when you were released to live at Alongside Ministries.
Yes, ma'am.
But then that was your last known address. Where did you go after that?
To a friend's house a couple of streets over.
Oh, okay. So you were, all right, to a friend's. Now, had you communicated that to a parole officer?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
When I caught the hernia from work, and I got put on the perk 30 and the oxycodone, that's where I went downhill, and yeah.
So you got injured. It looks like, let's see, you were working at Waste Management, right?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
And then National First Response?
Yes, that's where I caught the hernia.
Okay, so you had an injury there. And then this report indicates you were also at Sun State Lawn?
Yes, ma'am.
And then Budget Brothers Termite and Pest?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so all of those... it looks like you were working quite a bit, which is a good thing.
Yes.
It's a good thing. It's just unfortunate you were injured, and you mentioned that you were treated with oxycodone. Is that the...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, so what happened with that? What happened?
Well, so I started taking the pills, and I just got strung out on them, and from there it went downhill.
Okay, yes, those are very addictive, so we've heard that this before. Looks like you were doing pretty well for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing my best. I was trying my hardest.
Yeah, you were doing well. And then when was the injury? Do you remember about when that was? I mean, like spring, summer, fall, winter?
I think it was around almost the summer, around the summertime. Yeah, because I had the operation in like July. I think it was June, July, around there.
Okay. And so that's when you started having the problems with the opiates.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, sir. What were you doing when you got picked up by the Phoenix PD? What was happening that day?
Some guys that I had met had picked me up at walking down the street by the park, at the park, because I turned into the park, and we drove from there, from Glendale to Northern, and we stopped at a QT to get gas, and next thing you know, they, the cops were surrounded the vehicle. Prior to them picking me up, I don't know what they were doing, or why the officers were following them, or what, but they said they had been following them from the night before.
Did you know the person that picked you up?
Yeah, I knew them, but I didn't know what they were doing prior to them picking me up.
Okay, and you happened to be there, so...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Making a note here. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Sines? Okay, Mr. Sines, we're coming to the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement to the board. Is there anything else you'd like the board to know without repeating what you've already told us?
Well, I continue to attend church services, and I wrote a letter to that Chicanos por la Causa, that Coldest Home program that they have over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to see if I can be accepted there, I'm still trying to change my life,
Okay.
With the Lord and whatnot, and with that, I'll go there.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Sines, the board is going to go into discussion. We've not discussed your case before right now, but we do all our discussion in public, so we just ask you to remain on the line and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Sines unfortunately became addicted to opiates when he had his injury and subsequent surgery. He has two prior terms of community supervision, both of which he absconded. And on this particular term, he absconded for 233 days. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I've listened to any input from fellow board members. I'm seeing no input. I'm going to make a motion to, based on information in warrant 2017-W2884, information provided by Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, and our discussion with Mr. Sines himself. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sines was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 233 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what his activity was.
Second. Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Newell. Mr. Sines, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and we're currently showing a release date of November 27th of later this year, sir. So if you can talk to your CO3 about that, if you, hearing is concluded at this point, and if you'd please hand the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.